commemorates the Luchos Shniot, the day of the Matan Luchos Shniot, and therefore Yom Kippur focuses around the Yigil Midot, which is when Am Yisrael received the Yigil Midot, which is the culmination of the 40-day period that began in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Avodas Yom Kippurim, I think, connects to something else, but in order to describe it, let's begin with a little bit with the first Mishnah in Masechet Yomah. Shivat Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, Mafishim Kohen Gadol Mibeitol Lishkat HaPalhedrin. They would separate the Kohen Gadol for 7 days from his house. He would be in the Beit HaMikdash for 7 days. Umatkinin lo Kohen Acher Tachtav Shemirai B'Psul. Since on Yom Kippur, Ein HaAvodak Shera Elabo, only the Kohen Gadol could do the Avodas Yom Kippurim. If there would be some kind of a psul in the Kohen Gadol, a mum, tuma, he wouldn't be able to do the Avodah. Nobody else could do the Avodah, so they would have somebody else that would be waiting on deck circle, just in case the Kohen Gadol couldn't do the Avodah, somebody else would do it. Masulo Zakenim, you have sheets over here, if you want. Masulo Zakenim, Mizikne Beit Din, the Kohen Lefanav B'Seir Hayom, what would he do these 7 days, aside from practicing the Avodah? He would have Talmidei Chacham from the Sanhedrin that would teach him, go over with him the halachos of the Avodah. And he would read them himself. Maybe you don't know, maybe you made a mistake, let's go over it again. And that's what they would do for 7 days. What's the source of this 7 days, Rabbi Leon? The source of these 7 days. So there's a machokas for Shlakash and Rabbi Yochanan. Menahani Mili, Am Rabbi Yochanan. Amakra, Kasher Asab Yom Azet, Tzivashem Asot, Lechaper Lechem. Just like you do on these days, so too you should do in the future. L'chaper aleichem. What days is it referring to? It's referring to the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. During the 7 Yemei HaMiluim, so Aaron and his sons would be separated for 7 days. 7 days they would do, they would put on the clothes, they were nimshach with the Shemen HaMishcha, and at the end of the 7 days, during the 7 days, who did the Avodah? Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah. On the 8th day, who did the Avodah? Aaron did the Avodah. So just like you have on these 7 days, that there's a 7 day period in which you put on the big day kahuna and you receive the Shemen HaMishcha in preparation for the 8th day when you will do the Avodah, so too we take the Kohen Gadol, we separate him for 7 days, and at the end of that 7 day process, on the 8th day he does the Avodah Yom Kippur. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks a ton of questions on this. And then the Gemara says, Elamar Meichal Yalafla, you who argue in Rabbi Yochanan, where did you learn that the 7 days from? Amar Misinai, Dichsi, Vaishkon Kvor Hashem Lahasinai, Vaichaseu Hanan, Sheshed Yamim, Vaikrael Moshe Bayom Ashvi. So Moshe Rabbeinu waits for 6 days. The Gemara says, I have 6 days, not 7 days. Where do you get the extra day from? But in any case, Moshe Rabbeinu waits for 6 days, and then he's called to go up to Har Sinai on the 7th day. Right? There's an anan which enshrouds the Har Sinai, and on the 7th day, he's called to go up to Har Sinai. Anybody who wants to go into the place of the Shechina, he has to separate himself for 6 days. So the Gemara asks, 6 days, 7 days, where do you get the extra day from? Okay, the Gemara deals with that. But the idea of Reish Lakish is clear. In other words, what a Kohen Gadol is doing on Yom Kippur, as opposed to what he does the entire year, is that he's going to the Kodesh Kadashim. Normally, a Kohen Gadol, nobody goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Only on one day during the year are you able to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, and that is on Yom Kippur. What does the Kohen Gadol do during the rest of the year? That's special. Nothing. There's nothing that a Kohen Gadol does that a regular Kohen can do. Being Matik Nora, a regular Kohen can do. If a Kohen would want to do it, he could say, I want to do it. In other words, a Kohen Gadol is notel p'chel p'grosh. In other words, knowing what they would have is 24 different mishmaros of kahuna, so that each Kohen would get his chance, right? You know, any time that your mishmar came up, so basically around twice a year, you found your family or your mishmar was in the mikdash, And that was, and then the kachim would be divided among that family. Right? A Kohen Gadol would decide, you know, today's my yard site, I want to do the avodah today. You know, normally all the Kohanim would do what's called a pais, they would have a lottery, a hagrel, to find out who will do what avodah. The Kohen Gadol says, today's my yard site, I want to do all the avodos. And they say, B'vakasha, you could do all the avodos. What does he do? Shochet the Kohen Tamid, he's makabel the dam. He does what a regular Kohen Gadol, what a regular Kohen does. It's just that he's able to take precedence. Right? What could a Kohen Gadol do that a regular Kohen can't do? The answer is Avodas Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippur. Right? The only thing that he can't do is that normally a regular Kohen does not go into the Kodesh Kedashim. One time during the year, a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. Okay? The Shita of Reish Lakish makes sense. In other words, we understand why Yom Kippur is a unique day insofar as a Kohen Gadol is going beyond the normal boundaries that are permitted to human beings. Normally, a human being does not go into the Kodesh Kedashim. And on Yom Kippur, he goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. So he's going into a Machne Shechina. He's going to a place of Shechina that normally is barred from a person. So in order to prepare himself to go into the Kodesh Kedashim, he has to separate himself. We understand the parallel to Sinai. But the comparison to the Miluim, we don't really understand. Miluim basically is a dedication or sanctification of a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol. It's when they first attained the status of Kohanim. They had to be, you know, there's a process of dedication, of sanctification. Now, we're dealing with a person that's already a Kohen Gadol. So, why does he have to go through this process of sanctification for 7 days before Yom Kippur? Because what is the comparison to Yimei Miluim? Yimei Miluim is establishing him and him attaining his status as a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, respectively. But over here, we're talking about somebody who might have been a Kohen Gadol for years. So why does he have to separate himself for 7 days according to Rabbi Yochanan? What's the paradigm of the Miluim that we're applying now to Yom Kippur? In source number 4, I simply quoted the Ramban, a famous Ramban, who says that basically the Mikdash, or the Kodesh Kedashim, is a continuation of the revelation of Sinai. Right? You have revelation of Sinai, where we receive the luchos. Those luchos are placed in the Mikdash, and the Mikdash is a continuation of the revelation of Sinai. And therefore, Reish Lakish makes sense that the same process that applies when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Sinai applies when a Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. It makes a lot of sense. But, you know, what we want to do today is try to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, most of what I'm going to say today are things that I heard from Moivi Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik. So let's move on. There's a famous machlokas Rambam and Raivin, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, source number 5. Ketzad Marbin Osav Begadim. When you have a Kohen Gadol and you want to make him a regular Kohen, you want to make him into a Kohen Gadol, what do you do? So there are two things that you can do. One is that you put on extra Begadim. A Kohen Hedyot, how many Begadim does he wear? 4 Begadim. A Kohen Gadol wears 8 Begadim. And aside from the regular 4 Begadim, he also wears what's called the Big Day Zahav. He has a Choshen and an Ephod and a Mitznefes. Right? He has extra things that a Kohen Hedyot does not wear. So what we can do in order to establish him as being a Kohen Gadol, we can be Marbe Begadim. We put on the extra Begadim. That's one way of indicating that he's attained the status of a Kohen Gadol. The other way of establishing a Kohen Gadol is, anybody know? Shemana Mishcha, right? Because a Kohen is called a Kohen Mashuach, right? We put on Shemana Mishcha. Shemana Mishcha is reserved for a Kohen Gadol, and therefore, the other way to establish him as a Kohen Gadol is through the Shemana Mishcha. So, Ketzan Marbin Osav B'Gadim, the Rambam writes, Lo ve'shmona b'gadim u'poshtam v'chozov lafsham l'machar shivas yamim yom achayom. And basically what the Rambam here has is a reenactment of the Miluim. 7 days, day after day, you put on the b'gadim. Shne'mar shivat yamim yalbishem kohen tachtav mibanav u'kishem shiriboy b'gadim shiva kach mashicha b'sheman shiva yom achayom. And the same thing is true with the Shemana Mishcha. Day after day, you put on the Shemana Mishra in the time that they had the Shemana Mishra. In Bayis Sheni, there was no Shemana Mishra, so they had to use Riboy V'Kadim. But in the Bayis Rishon, Shemana Mishra, one day after the other for 7 days, and then he attains his status as a Kohen Gadol. Ve'im avad kodem shi'isav gadom kol shiva, o kodem shi'imshach kol shiva, avadotak shera hov nitrabah unimshach pamachat. Nase Kohen Gadol kol davar. In other words, the 7 days is only the chatchila. But the Eved, once you put on the seven, the Shemana Begadim, or once you anoint him with the Shemana Mishra, he becomes a Kohen Gadol, right? Which is, by the way, clear with the, you know, the coin that's on deck, right? You know, it could be only one day before you'll find out that the coin became possible. So you don't have 7 days anymore. So what are you going to do with this other coin? You'll be Marib Begadim once and establish him as a Kohen Gadol, or maybe even on Yom Kippur itself, as the Gemara, I think on Dafyud Beis, tries to explain. Right? So the 7 days is not needed b'di'evet. But l'chatchila, you have 7 days according to the Rambam. The Ravid says, Im avad kodem amavram nir midvarav yom shaya behem ha-mashich aloya oved. These 7 days where they put on the begadim and he was anointed, he wouldn't be oved. If he did avoda, it's okay. But he shouldn't do avoda. So the Ravid says, "Ein zemen achachma." Why not? He's already Kohen Gadol. Why shouldn't he do the avoda? Elak sha'am resraba shiva nimshach shiva, deba'inan shiva lechatchila harimi la'avoda siyom ha'kipurim. Av la'avoda osan ha'yomim b'chol yom ovei b'shmor b'dak. Because the regular avoda of a regular day, you can do that after one day. The need for 7 days lechatchila, that's only for avoda siyom ha'kipurim. What is the Ravid saying? What the Ravid is saying is that there's a different status of a Kohen Gadol that's needed for Yom Kippur than that which is needed the entire year. And what's the reason for that?
Because everything you do during the year, you can do.
Because what does a Kohen Gadol do the regular year? What a regular Kohen does? He just wears Shmona Begadim. He's doing the same things. Karben Tamid, Karben Musaf, Hadlaka Samanora, K'tores, it's what a regular Kohen does. Nothing special. It just says he's the top Kohen. There's only one thing that's kosher only by Kohen Gadol, the Ein Avodah K'shera Elabo, as we said, and that is Avodah Yom Kippurim. And therefore, if you have the need for the 7 day process, like we see by the Miluim, that apparently is not in order to make him, give him the Kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, but it's in order that he have the special Kedusha that's needed for Avodas Yom Kippur. Yeah.
Is the Rabbi's thing that it's Lechatchila you need?
Lechatchila, because again, you have the coin in weight that doesn't have the 7 days. So the Rabbi would have to admit that it's only, even regarding Avodas Yom Kippurim, it's only Lechatchila. Okay? The truth is, I have a whole theory regarding the Rambam, that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid, but according to Rambam, lechatchila, a Kohen Gadol even all year round, has to be a Kohen Gadol that's ra'i for Avodas Yom Kippur. Okay, but you'll get that, that's not our issue right now. What we see from the Ravid is that Yom Kippur requires a special, a Kedusha of Kohen Gadol beyond the regular Kedusha. It requires a special status of Kohen Gadol. Rav Salvechik wanted to prove this from a Gemara in Andaf Dalet. Mai va'omer. It brings another pasuk. Why do you need another pasuk? We're not going to specific pasukim, but why do you need another pasuk? V'chi tema yom ha-kippurim kama hu debay prisha k'nizka ashwa mimiluim avob yom ha-kippurim da'al malo. Maybe you only need the first time a Kohen Gadol is going to do avodas yom ha-kippurim, he has to separate himself 7 days. But in subsequent years, he doesn't. Why should that be? Obviously, once we say he attained that status, so he has that status forever. Once he becomes a Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom Kippurim, so that's it. So he has to do it once. But the next year, he doesn't have to do it again. And that's why Niva Omer to tell you that you have to do it every year. Okay? So what was the Havamina? The Havamina clearly was that that Hafrasha is not something to separate, to prepare, but it's to be Makdishim, that he should attain the status of a Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom Kippur. The Havamina was, once you have it always. The Maskana is that you have to, each year, attain the status of a Kohen Gadol for this year's Avodas Yom Kippur. Right? You have to attain the status of avoda for this year of Kohen Gadol for this year's Avodas Yom Kippurim. But in any case, what is the idea of Hafrasha Kohen Rabbi Yochanan? It's called, it's to be mechanich the Kohen Gadol in preparation for Yom Kippur, to attain the status of Kohen Gadola required for Avodas Yom Kippur. Right, that's what we see from the Ravid, and that's apparently the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. And then the comparison to Miluim makes perfect sense. What's Miluim? Attaining a status. What are we doing by being mafresh the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur? That is, she attains the status necessary, the specific, unique status of being a Kohen Gadol for Avodas Yom Kippur. Right? Okay, so it all works out, makes perfect sense. And then Rav Soloveitchik said, well, what's this? What is it? Either you're a Kohen Gadol or you're not a Kohen Gadol. What's the special status that's needed for Yom Kippur? Why should it require a special status? So what Rav Soloveitchik suggested was as follows. If you take a look at the Pesukim in Achrei Mos, right? It says, Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, V'Kavasom Lefnei Hashem V'Yamusu, and then Bezot Yavon Aaron El HaKodesh. And the entire parsha talks about Aaron, 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 Aaron. It's only at the end of the parsha that Yom Kippur is mentioned. Till then, Yom Kippur is not mentioned. At the end, if you take a look, Vayom Hashem El Moshe Debrei Aaron Achicha, Bezot Yavon Aaron El HaKodesh. And then at the end it says, V'hayta lachem l'chukat olam b'chodesh hashvi'i b'asal l'chodesh. And this should be a chukat olam on Yom Kippur. You do this on Yom Kippur, l'chukat olam. The Gram was medayik from the Pesukim that in the Midbar, Aaron was able to do Avodas Yom Kippurim any day of the year. Whenever he felt a need to go into the Kodshei Kodashim, he would be able to do this. The Gram. It's Ledoros Olam, when it's no longer Aharon, and Eliezer or one of his descendants takes over the Avoda, then it's a Chukas Olam once a year on Yom Kippur. That's what the Gra says. Right? And the context in which the Avodas Yom Kippur was given to the Kohen Gadol, to Aharon, was Achrei Misa Shnei Bnei Aharon, which was when? Nisan. Achrei Mos Shnei Bnei Aaron, they went into the Kodesh, they died. Bizos Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh. When did it happen? We don't know. It could have happened the next year on Yom Kippur. It could have happened on Yom Yerushalayim. We don't know when it happened. It doesn't say. L'chukas Olam, this is done only on Yom Kippur, and we'll try to explain that L'chukas Olam. But basically, the idea of going into the Kodesh Kodashim, right? When a descendant of Aaron goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, by virtue of what does he go into the Kodesh Kodashim? So take a look at the pasuk again. In source 8, V'chipra ha-koin asher yimshach oto v'asher yimalei et yado l'chayin tachat aviv v'lavash epegdei ha-babilei ha-kodesh. Right? So this idea of tachat aviv, Rav Soloveitchik said that on the one hand you have Kedushas Kohen Gadol, which is an objective Kedusha. But in order to go into the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, it wasn't sufficient that you had Kedushas Kohen Gadol. You had to be somebody who personifies Aharon. You have to be a descendant of Aharon, a personification of Aharon. You have to be Tachas Aviv. In this context, Rav Soloveitchik quoted a piyut from Atah Konanta, which is one of the two piyutim of Avodas Yom Kippurim. You have Atah Konanta is the one that the Sfardim say, which is it's a much earlier one. It says, Tachas Aaron b'gizo ya'amod v'sharet lefanecha b'yom ha'slicha. Tachat Aaron b'gizo ya'amod. You don't take a Kohen Gadol. You take somebody who is personification. Who's reliving, who's acting as Aaron. Right? Because the koach to go lefnai lefnim was a koach that was given to Aharon. And we have to understand why that koach was given to Aharon. So it's not sufficient to be a Kohen Gadol, have Kedushas Kohen Gadol. You have to basically go through the same process that Aharon went through when Aharon became a Kohen Gadol. What process did Aharon go through when he became a Kohen Gadol? Shiva Simei Miluim. After one day, you put on the eighth, the Shemona Begadim, you're a Kohen Gadol. One day, Shemona Mishcha, you're a Kohen Gadol. But it's not enough to be a Kohen Gadol. You have to go through the same process Aaron went, because you have to be reliving what he did. Let's take a look at a braisa that the Gemara quotes as being in support of Rabbi Yochanan. Source number 10. Tanya kavased Rabbi Yochanan. Bizot yavo Aaron el kodesh. Bamesh she'amor be'inyan. Mahi. What does it say, binyan? Binyan de miluim. Just like by the miluim. Uma amor binyan de miluim. What does it say by the miluim? Aaron pirish shiva v'shiri yeshom echad. He separated himself for 7 days and then he did the avoda. So here, Moshe masa lo kol shiva. And what happened during those shiva simei miluim? Moshe, during those 7 days, was teaching him. Kedei lechancho ba'avoda. After doros. So also, in generations. Kohen Gadol Porish Shiva, Umeshamesh Yom Echad, he separates himself 7 days, and then he does the Avodah on the 8th day, which is Yom Kippur. Ushnei Tamidei Chachamim Mitamidav Shal Moshe Lafuket Sukim, right, per parenthetical, Moshe Mkol Shiva Kadei Lechan Chaba Avodah Mikan Amru Shiva Siyam Kom Yom Kippurim Rafish Kohen Gadol Beslishkas Ha-Paredim. Right? Where do we get this Hafrash according to the Braisa? What you're doing is you're reliving, you're reenacting, you're replaying what happened during the Miluim. Not only do you have somebody that's play-acting Aaron, you have somebody that's play-acting Moshe. A representative of the Sanhedrin is play-acting Moshe. So during the Shos Yimei Miluim, you're reliving and reenacting what happened in the Midbar. What I want to do now is just give you a little bit of perspective on what I think is going on, and we're going to do it briefly. Cheta Egel was when? Shavasa Batavos. Right? Afterwards, according to Chazal, there is a 40-day period which Moshe Rabbeinu is mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then after that 40-day period, you have Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to give the Luchos Shnios to Am Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, receives the Luchos Shnios, comes down on Yom Kippur. Right? So Yom Kippur, Lidoros, is a day of Kapara. Did the Kapara of Cheta Egel end there?
No.
Why not? How do you know now?
Because Hashem said he'd hold Pishahem.
We'll be unpacked to you. Fakarati, correct. Fine. But in terms of the what happens immediately after the Luchos Shnios, what's the next thing that happens? No, after.
The Bechorim lose out to the Levim.
Well, that happened right by Cheta Egel when they were punished with Cheta Egel. That's before that. What? They build the Mishkan. Now, what happens when they build the Mishkan? Building the Mishkan, right? First of all, I mean, everybody all of a sudden starts giving gold in order to build the Mishkan. What does that remind us of?
Ego.
The ego. And if you take a look, I mean, Nizamim, talk about the same jewelry. And Chazal are full of this, but anybody that reads the Torah in a sensitive way, you know, sees that all of a sudden they talk about, you know, how everybody's also all of a sudden involved in giving to the Mishkan, and what was all the passion about? And it's, you know, to me it's clear that the Am that failed in the Egel are looking for some kind of kapara. But they already have the Luchos Shnios. What do they need kapara for? The answer is, and this is so clear when you get to the Yom HaShemini, after the Shiva Simei Miluim. What happens on the Yom HaShemini? What are they waiting for? They finally build a Mishkan, right? They start around the court. By the way, Sukkos. Why is Sukkos on Sukkos? According to the Gra, they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. right? And that's why we commemorate Sukkot, which, you know, Sukkot, Tavin, Anufal, Mikdash, we start on Tetvav Tishrei. And when they finish, according to Chazal, they finished on Nisan. And they put, and the Yom HaShmini is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And what happens on Rosh Chodesh Nisan?
Shechina.
What are they waiting for? Ki ba Yom HaZeh Hashem Yirah Aleichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't appear to Am Yisrael from Har Sinai until now. He appeared to Moshe, but not Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael on Har Sinai, panim Debra Shalom Kol Kalchem. And all of a sudden, there was no, okay, through Moshe they received Luchos Shniyos, but there was no Gilui Shechina to Am Yisrael. And what are they waiting for? For a sign from heaven that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives them. And when does that happen? That happens on Yom HaShmini. What karbanos do they bring on Yom HaShmini? Take a look at source number 15. Vayomer el Aharon, kach lecha egel ben bakar lechata. Right? Va'ayil le'olat trimim, va'krev lefnei Hashem. By the way, but this is exactly parallel to what a Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur. He brings a par lechata. The par is a grown-up egel, right? And he brings an ayil la'ola. V'abnei Yisrael tadaber l'moka chusirizim lechatat. That's what Bnei Yisrael bring. They bring a sirizim plus a sir la'azaz. They'll bring a sir la'ashem and a sir lechatat. It's the same karbanot. Except instead of a par, it's an egel. Why do you bring an egel? What is an egel? You know, it's obvious. But why do they bring an egel as a chatat?
To be rechatat.
It's obvious. Rashi says it, you know, right there. But it's clear that the Yom HaShmini, when they put up the Mishkan, what they're looking for is kapara for the Chet Egel. The Luchos Shnios wasn't the end of the kapara, it was the beginning of the process of kapara. And now they have an opportunity, a second chance, and they're building the Mishkan in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Shor Shechinas Al Yisrael. I mean, the Midrashim are full of this. Aaron does the avodah on Yom HaShmini in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should appear. Why Aaron?
Because he was the one who was the
But I'll ask you another question. Who builds the Mishkan? Bezalel. Who's Bezalel? Who's Bezalel? Grandson of Chor. Who's Chor?
He was killed.
He was the guy, Kohen Chazal, that was killed in Chet HaEgel. His grandson's building the Mishkan. I mean, it's so obvious when you put all the strings together, it's so obvious what's going on. Right? So, Yom HaShmini, which is after Shiva Simei Miluim, is the day in which the second stage of Kapara, of the Chet HaEgel, is attained. There's, by the way, the what happens to the Egel HaChatas of Aaron? It's burnt. Normally a chatas, especially a chatas chitzonis, you makriv on the mizbeach, the chalavim and the dam, and then the kohen eats the rest. Right? There's another kind of chatas which is called parim hanisrafim, which the chatas, you take the blood and you throw it inside the heichal, on the mizbeach hazav. On Yom Kippur, for instance, that's what happens. And then whenever the dam goes inside, then the par has to be nisraf. Rashi says, "Ein chatas chitzonis nisrafes elazo." During the Shiva Simei Miluim and during the Yom HaShmini, that egel was burnt. Similar to what? Similar to the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Furthermore, the seir was also burnt. Moshe doesn't know why, but the seir was also burnt. The seir chatas of the Am was burnt. What's the question? Was the seir chatas of the Am or seir Rosh Chodesh? But the simple reading, the only seir that the Torah mentions, is the seir chatas of the people. And v'hinei saraf, it was also burnt. The seir also on Yom Kippur, the dam is liftai v'lifim, and it's burnt. The only thing that you're kind of missing in the avoda of Yom HaShmini is the ketores. The other special thing about Avos Yom Kippurim is that you take a ketores and you bring the ketores lefnai v'lefnim. Well, is it really missing on Yom HaShmini? It was done on Yom HaShmini by Nadav Avi when they were killed. Because to a certain extent, the Yom HaShmini has all elements of Avos Yom Kippurim except for one. It's outside, not inside. The Egel is outside on the Mizbeach HaOla. the Sir Chatav the Am is outside in this Be'acha Ola, and there's no Ketores to go inside. In other words, what's Mizbeach? The outside one. Mizbeach Ha'ola. Right? There was revelation. However, by the way, this is not mine. Rabbi Yoel Ben-Nun wrote an article. His conclusion, I have a different conclusion from him, but he pointed out that that Yom HaShmini is parallel to Avodas Yom Kippurim, with the exception that Yom HaShmini is outside and Yom Kippur is inside. So Nadav Avihu, again, I don't want to go into the entire analysis of what the chait of Nadav Avihu was, but whatever their motivation was, what they try to do, right? If you take a look at the parallel to Yom Kippur, what they did was they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores and they were destroyed. And Achrei Moshe Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekavatam Lifnei Hashem Vayamutu, they're destroyed because they go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Ketores. He says, tells Aaron, Al Yavo Meis Lachosh, Ki Bezos Yavo Al Yavosh, Ki Be'anan Era Al HaKadosh. You do this, you do that for Yom Kippur, and then you, Aaron, could go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So in other words, it seems that the second stage of Kapara for the Chet HaEgel, the first stage is Yom Kippur Luchos Shnios. The second stage is Yom HaShmini, when the Mishkan is built, and finally, after everything, Ki Ba Yom Hazeh Hashem Yirah Aleichem, the Mishkan is built by Chur, and Aaron is chosen. Aaron, who was Chotei in the Egel, is chosen. And because of what Aaron does, Hashem Nira Aleichem, V'Teit Teish Mafnei Hashem V'Tochal Aleich. However, it's only partial, because there's going to be a third stage. And the third stage happens when Aaron is able to finally go Lifnei V'Lifnim, B'Zot Yavo Aaron Al HaKodesh, and that is what we call Avodas Yom Kippurim. When he takes the Pala Chatat and the Sir Chatat of the Am, that's when the third stage is finally attained, and finally not only Moshe can be zochet in the Shekhinah, but even Aaron, who represents Am Yisrael that were Chote, is also able to go Lifnei V'Lifnim. That's the third and final stage. I'm not saying that you have Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, but that's basically the third and final stage. In other words, there's not one historical Yom Kippurim, there are two historical Yom Kippurim. There's one right after the Chet HaEgel, when Moshe comes out with Luchos Shnios, and the second one is when Aaron goes Lefnai V'Lefnim with his Avod. And that when we commemorate Avodas Yom Kippurim year after year, V'ayichukas Olam, on this day Yom Kippur you do it, is to connect this final stage also with the Kapar of Chet HaEgel and Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur not only commemorates the Luchos Shnios, it also commemorates the final stage when Aaron was able to go to Lefnai V'Lefnim. By the way, and this is just on the side, if you take a look at the main karbanos of Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which is the Par HaChatas of Aaron and the Sir Chatas of the Am, when you have a Par Chatas that your Makriv, you bring the Dam into the Mizbeach Hazav, aside from Yom Kippur. What? Par HaMedaber and Par Mashiach and Par Kol Mashiach. In other words, if the entire Am does a Chet, B'shogeg, then they bring a par helm davar shel tzibor, and the par, they take the blood and you sprinkle it. It's almost exactly like the korban of Yom Kippur, except it even goes further. Yom Kippur goes even into the Bein Habadim, into the Kodesh Kodashim, but it goes on the paroches, and it goes on to the Be'ach Hazav. It's almost parallel, just goes a little bit further. That's par helm davar. And when a kohen gadol does a chet b'shogeg, he brings the same type of chatas. Right? When Am Yisrael are chote, not in a regular chet, but do avodah zarah b'shogeg, what carbon do they bring? A seir. They bring a seir. It's mentioned in Parshas Shlach. Mm-hmm. 13, create the shkuv, lo tasu et kol mitzvot ha-mitzvot ha-eila she dibar shalom Moshe, et kol she tzivah lechem, bi ha-moshe, bi ha-yom she tzivah v'hal dorot lechem, which koin chazal is tzira vod azara. So you bring a par le-ola, u-si'ir le-chatat. And that si'ir, koin chazal, is, again, you take the dam lefnim. Right? The karbanos of Yom Kippur are, first of all, the Kohen Gadol bring a par lechatas, indicating that he was chotei b'shogeg, Aaron was chotei b'shogeg, and he needs kapar of his chet b'shogeg, but his chet was not avodah zarah, because if it was avodah zarah, it wouldn't be a par. And the Am did a chet b'shogeg, and their chet b'shogeg was avodah zarah. So the karbanos that we bring the doros on Yom Kippur, the avodas Yom Kippurim, is a continual kapar of chet ha'egel, or connecting to the kapar of chet ha'egel and applying it to the doros. That every day, every year, we latch onto the kapar that Am Yisrael achieved in chet ha'egel through the avodas Yom Kippurim, and that overflows to Am Yisrael on that year. So I said, already in the first year, that Moed Yisrael are connecting those critical historical events and bringing them into the present. So this idea of play acting or reliving certain events is something which is very, very real. So what you have is the Kohen Gadol and the Beis Din reenacting the hafrasha of the Kohen Gadol that he had in the Mei Miluim in order to prepare himself for what? For Avodas Yom Kippurim. Because from this perspective, Avodas Yom Kippurim and the Yom HaShmini are parallel ideas. It's just two different levels or two different stages of the same idea. And on each stage, Aaron has to prepare himself to attain the next stage. So therefore, ki bayom hazeh, just like you did it, for the Shiras Mei Miluim, so too for generations you're going to do it lechaper, which is what according to Chazal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Avodas Yom Kippurim. And how do we attain every generation Avodas Yom Kippurim, and why is it needed? Because it's not enough to be a Kohen Gadol. You have to be taking the place of Aaron and reliving what Aaron did then, and reliving those events. And by reliving those events, and Aaron being able to overcome what he had to overcome in order to finally be able to go lefnai v'lefnim for the sake of all Am Yisrael, that's what Avodas Yom Kippurim is all about. And maybe just a vart and then we'll end. Without going into a full analysis of the chet of Nadav Avihu, to a certain extent Nadav Avihu felt that they were worthy of going in because they weren't chotei in the chet ha'egel. They weren't part of the chet ha'egel. Aaron failed, but they didn't. And we always say, "B'makom shabai tshuva omdim tzadikim gemurim einam yichol ma." And it's normally translated because if a baal tshuva, he sinned, it's more difficult for him to do tshuva. And therefore his tshuva, or if he's able to overcome, that's a greater madrega than somebody who never sinned. I think there might be a different idea as well. And that is that in order to go into the Kodesh Kodashim, in order to reach the presence of God, man has to realize that he's not worthy. Man, finite man, can never be worthy of Gilui Shechina. Somebody, Nadav Avihu, the way they depict it in the Torah, Vayiru, as Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Vayochu, Vayishtu, they felt that they were princes of the Kohuna, the religious aristocracy, and without being commanded, it was their right to go for religious experience and to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. In order to attain religious experience, one needs humility. Sometimes, in order to change humility, man has to be defeated. Man has to have failed, and man has to realize that he's not perfect. It's only that humility of finite man who's failed, who's able to really go and reach places and reach a certain mount, and reach a religious state that tzaddik and gemurim who think that they're worthy of everything might not be able to reach. this amount of humility that's required in order to really reach great heights. Somebody that's never failed and thinks that he's worthy might not be able to reach those heights. But Aaron, who failed, is acutely aware of his sin and realizes that maybe his sons were killed because of his sin. And maybe this, the Esh was in the Urid Mishamayim because of it was him. It's Aaron who's aware of his failures, who's aware of the limits of humanity, who was faced with a situation where he didn't know exactly what to do and he might have made the wrong decisions. It's Dafka Aaron. To reach that level of being Omen Lefnei Hashem, the first thing that man has to realize is that he's not worthy of being Omen Lefnei Hashem. And if we're Omen Lefnei Hashem, it's Bechaz De Hashem that we're Omen Lefnei Hashem, and that Chesed and Rachamim of being Omen Lefnei Hashem, that's what Yom Kippur is all about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Lefnei Hashem Titaru, even if we're not worthy, nevertheless, he opens up Pischei Tshuva to Am Yisrael, and that's the idea of Yom Kippur of Ne'ashem Tatar. Okay, we shall be zoche to, again, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and we shall be zoche to Tshuva and to Mechil and to Kapara for all of us and all of Am Yisrael. Amen.